welcome to this midweek edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, with me, Craig Anderson. We're doing something a little different this week, as we've got three interviews for you to look forward to in this edition. In the week, we've got two home games to look forward to. We edge that a little further back and speak to latest signing, Cale Tanaka, who was announced on Monday, and he tells us about his move to Brayhead Clan and why he's now living in Glasgow. Plus, looking ahead to this week's home games, Brendan Brooks and Mike Embach join me to preview the impending visits from Coventry Blaze and Nottingham Panthers, respectively. But let's reflect on the last game, an 8-2 win over Edinburgh Capitals on Saturday that lifted Brayhead into the top 8 with a comfortable win. Brendan Brooks earned his extra day off on Sunday for his 39th birthday with 5 points on the night, including a hat-trick. Brooks now has 13 points against Edinburgh alone in all competitions and 25 points in the league. 15 of those are goals, and going into this week's games, he's the league's top goal scorer. All in a good night for the Clan, with further strikes coming from Tyler Shattuck, Tyler Schofield, Craig Sescon, Jacob Doughty and Mike Embach. Following that, Cale Tanaka was announced as signing for the club on a tryout basis that sees him return to ice hockey action since leaving Dundee Stars at the end of last season, where he played in the playoff finals weekend. He's a former Hull Stingrays, Coventry Blaze and Stars forward with almost 250 games of experience in the Elite League, and he won the playoffs with the Coventry Blaze in 2015, playing alongside Craig Sescon in that team. The 31-year-old, whose mother originally hails from Bishop Briggs in Glasgow, spoke to me about how a move to Brayhead Clan materialised.
Obviously I've been here in Glasgow since beginning of October. I'm a right Glaswegian now, so we just, spoke with Gareth and figured it might be a good opportunity for me to kind of stay involved in the game. And, I can focus on my work here during the week and hopefully do whatever I can to help the team out on the weekends.
As I say, you finished up last season with Dundee Stars, the playoff finals weekend and all the great memories that go with that. Had you actually retired at some point?
You know, it was one of those situations where I didn't feel like putting out an official retirement, but I moved back to Canada. I went into last year knowing it was kind of going to be my last year of real focus on hockey. So moved to Italy in the summer, and then just started looking for a career like outside of hockey. And then so I didn't officially retire, but it I knew it was not going to be. I wasn't looking for a job in hockey. It was. I wanted to stay involved in the game if I could in some aspect, but my career was taking me in a different path. I've been ready to kind of get myself established outside of hockey for the past couple of years. So that's been my priority, but I'm really happy about the opportunity to try and help out here whenever I can.
Now, you mentioned the job and why you're living in Glasgow. What is it you're going to be doing?
I'm working for an orthopedic medical device company here in Glasgow, an international company. So I'm really happy with the job. It's great. Got some great teammates there as well, and a great manager. So I'm really happy. It's really interesting. It's fulfilling. It's a good job. I'm really happy.
Good. And of course, coming back to the Elite League as well, you know the league very well. You've been here for the last 5 years. So in many ways, was it a perfect fit for you?
Yeah, it's one of those things. I know the league well, and obviously a bunch of the guys in the team I've played with before and against. So I can't even tell you how many times Peacock has probably told me he wanted to knock my teeth through the back of my head. So I'm sure it'll be funny to meet him and be on the same side. But it's a good fit. You know, if you had asked me 6 months ago if I thought I'd be having the job that I'd been, trying to track down for when I was done hockey, and then also being able to kind of have hockey be still involved in the game as well, you completely would have floored me if you told me that this would have been the situation. So, really happy with how things have kind of turned out. It's pretty exciting. I'm pretty happy with the situation.
And just remind the fans out there, what is it you would bring to the team? I mean, as I say, you've been here for 5 years, but maybe there's some fans that maybe haven't seen you yet.
Yeah, I'm. I like to think that I play with some speed and tenacity and as much skill as I can bring. And I'm an energy guy. And I'm a passionate player, I like to think. And I've been very fortunate to be part of some great winning, successful teams. So hopefully bring some of that experience. And You know, John and I have spoken a couple times, and Gareth and I have worked together in the past. So it's, you know, hopefully everything works out, and it's a good fit for everyone. And yeah, we'll see what happens. It's looking forward to the opportunity to kind of jump in and help when I can, and as I said, stay involved and bring that bring what I can to the team when I can.
I've seen some comments on social media in reaction to your signing for the club, and there's a few I've seen that basically say you were the kind of player that they hated you being on the other team, but now that you've signed for the Clan, that you know, they see that as a good thing. You must take that as a compliment, surely.
I try my best not to take that stuff too personally or to you know, take it too positively or negatively. I think my brother would probably say the same thing, that I'm very easily hateable. But I guess that's just kind of been my reputation over the course of my hockey career, has been someone that people don't like playing against. But I like to think I'm pretty nice. Personally, I like to think I'm a pretty nice guy. But we'll see. I've gotten a lot of nice comments from people. A lot of hateful ones as well. I just try to ignore those a little bit. It's nice to see that people at least kind of are recognizing my abilities, I suppose, is the best way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, I can vouch you're a nice guy. I've spoke to you often enough.
Thanks. That's good. Yeah.
And finally, obviously, Coventry are one of your former teams. You could be playing against them this Saturday. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's... As I said, it's hilarious. If you asked me 6 months ago what I'd be doing in 6 months, as I said, having the job that I was chasing down, that I wanted, the career that I wanted, and then still playing hockey, and then playing against my former team, living in Glasgow in the neighborhood that my mom used to live in when she was growing up, it's a bit of a small, it's a strange situation. So yeah, I'm excited. Hopefully everything works out with the Clan here, and we'll see how things go. It'll be fun. It'll be interesting. I still have a lot of buddies that play on that team there in Coventry, so it's and I obviously know the organization really well. But it'll be fun.
That's Cale Tanaka, the latest member of the Clan, set to make his debut this Saturday against old team Coventry Blaze. And that's where we go now. Speaking of which, it's time to turn our attention to that game when the Sky Dome side come to Glasgow for the first time this season. Danny Stewart is their coach, and they come to Brayhead Arena this week on the back of a double weekend loss to Belfast Giants, where they were edged 5-4 at home, and then a 3-1 loss to Sheffield Steelers on Sunday. As things currently stand, they sit third from bottom with 19 points after 19 games, the same total as Brayhead, who have played a game less. Both sides have met just the once this season, and it was one to forget for John Tripp and his side, who went down 4-1 at the Sky Dome. Luke Ferrara, Mark Olivier Valerand, Jordan Petrus and Ryan Dingle all scored for the Blaze, while Adam Bray scored Clan's only goal of the night on that occasion. Looking ahead to this one, I caught up with Brendan Rooks to look ahead to Saturday's game, and he believes it's important the Clan get those 2 points they lost to Coventry in September.
Yeah, it's very important for us to have redemption, and now we'll be on home ice, where I think last time we lost in their barn, and it's important for them to come in and know they're in a game. So they're a good team, and we're going to have to bring even more than we did tonight.
They're a funny team, Coventry. Consistency is not something they've been able to get this year.
Yeah, I think that's dangerous. Sometimes, because you never know which team's going to show up, so you have to be ready that the best team that they've been doing is going to show. So, we got to be ready ourselves and just worry about our game, doing what we've been doing while we've been getting wins, which is playing good defense, battling hard, hitting. From the start of the year, the difference has been we've been hitting as well a lot more than we did at the start. So that's helped us a lot, getting more offense.
And of course, you've got 4 wins behind you going into this one as well. That's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's very huge. To make it 5, it could be a 6, 6 wins in a row. If we, like I said, we have to play the way we've been doing. We can't change anything. We just got to work hard and finish the hits.
Coventry are one of those teams, they missed out on the playoffs last year. They obviously want to be scrambling into that top 8. A lot tougher, I think, for teams down that end this year. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think, every year this league gets better and better. So it's tough. They're in a tough division. And, I think we ourselves, it's important for us to keep moving up to get into that playoff spot. And I think, if we continue to do this, we're going to set ourselves up pretty good.
One of your old teammates is at Coventry now, Ryan Dingle. Tell us about him. What about his qualities?
Yeah, he's a hard-working guy. That's one thing he brings is he works hard every shift, every night. I know he had a slow start to the season this year, and now I could see that he's picked it back up, and it's just because he just works and works, you know. So, you know, we got to be ready for that because he doesn't give up.
Would you say he's their main threat, or would you say there's a few in that team?
I think they got a couple. I think that I think it's Valorand or something. I know he's up there in the scoring, and you know, they got a few threats there. So you know, we'll have to keep an eye on Dingle and him, and you know, like I said, if we play physical like we've done, you know, we might be able to slow him down.
Brendan Brooks there, looking ahead to Saturday's meeting with Coventry Blaze. As well as this bumper edition of Clan Radio, we've got another treat for you in the form of another home game on Sunday when Nottingham Panthers come to town, currently in second place and eyeing up top spot, currently occupied by the Belfast Giants. The Panthers' achievements in European competition have been well documented, but they've handled the transition from Europe to domestic hockey probably better than any team that's competed in the Champions Hockey League from the UK in recent years. It's the fourth meeting between Clan and the Panthers, and so far it's been 2-1 for the Panthers, winning both the Challenge Cup meetings. Clan's only win came on league duty. They won 5-3 at the Motor Point Arena back in September, and it was goals on the night from Mike Imbach, Matt Haywood, Brendan Brooks, who got two, and Adam Brace. This weekend could be very different, and although there's the Coventry game to contend with first, Brayhead head into the weekend with four straight wins behind them. Can they get two at home this weekend? Anyway, to get his thoughts on the game, I spoke to Mike Imbach about Sunday's game, and the first thing I wanted to know was about how tough a game against the Nottingham Panthers actually is.
It's tough against any team when you're playing back-to-back nights, obviously, but we have the advantage of being at home, and having back-to-back at home is great, especially for us. We don't have to do any travel, so they got to come all the way up and play us. The Panthers are one of the best teams in our league. Obviously, they're super skilled, and they have a lot of talent. And you've seen their success they've had in the Champions League and everything, but we've also beat them, and we match up well against them. So coming into the second game, I think we just got to limit our mistakes, play smart, not take penalties because they got a really good power play, and hopefully the results take care of themselves.
I mean, the Panthers are around at the top of the league at the moment. From what you've experienced of them, is that justified in your opinion?
I do. They have a lot of good players. I know quite a few guys on their team actually played against or with many of them, and you see the roster they had, that they got a good squad. But, I mean, we haven't been able to put up many shots against them in the past and still have scored quite a few goals. So I think we got to focus on getting pucks in their zone and making them play in the places they don't want to, which is down low, behind their net, just digging pucks out and make them go 200 feet if they want to get any chances on us.
And they've got a lot of experience in that team as well. That goes a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I know Spang played in the NHL. They got a couple guys like that, and Jan Sove, that pretty good D, that obviously have them on the back end. They can help lead the team. And those are the type of guys, though, that I like to try and get under their skin or mess around with. Go down, just run into them as many times as I can. But we gotta capitalize that, too. We had a lot of older guys on our team that have that experience and have that leadership. So we just got to play the right way if we want to beat them.
Now, as I speak to you, a four-game winning run at the moment. You've got the Coventry game to come first, of course. How good is the mood right now? And, you know, can you do the two wins this week and make it six in a row?
Six in a row would be fantastic. I think then Tripper would have to give us a day off. get another card out of that. But six in a row would be fantastic. Obviously, we got to take it period by period at a time, start with game one and go from there. I know Coventry is a good squad, but I think we've only seen them one time when we played there. And it was a back-to-back weekend, so we had driven there for a Sunday game, I'm pretty sure. So it wasn't our best effort to go up. So hopefully we have something a lot to prove there and get the first one and start with that, and then we can worry about Nottingham.
And that was Mike Imbach previewing the Sunday game with Nottingham Panthers. That's your lot for this edition. My thanks go to Cale Tanaka, Brendan Brooks and Mike Imbach for their time. Keep an eye out for the Evening Times, Clan's official media partner, for any news on the club, as well as the excellent Icebreaker column on a Wednesday. As I record this, it's Mike Imbach who features as he talks about Thanksgiving. Also, get yourselves down to the Clan Christmas Market event taking place at Barvaria in Soar between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Friday night. That's the 1st of December. There'll be an equipment sale, player signings, an NHL 18 competition, merchandise, and I believe Clangus will be there also. So there's plenty there for everybody. Most importantly, though, don't forget your tickets for the two home games if you haven't got them already. Coventry Blaze on Saturday is a 7 p.m. face-off. Nottingham Panthers on Sunday is a 6 p.m. face-off. So to get your tickets, head to brayheadclan.com and get those tickets now. For any other news and latest around Brayhead Clan, like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Brayhead Clan. As I say, that's it for this edition of Clan Radio. I'll be back on Saturday with post-match reaction from the game with Coventry, so don't miss out on that. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.